LPCA meeting today. So you can see I'm getting ready for the LPCA meeting. I'm sorry, you're not familiar with the LPCA? It's the Lucan Parable Characters Association, the LPCA. All of the characters from the parables in the Gospel of Luke are members of the group. It's quite a collection of characters. And we all get together from time to time. It seems now mostly to reminisce about the glory days of parables. You know, back when mustard seeds and leaven could really wow the crowds with their potential, and back when sheep and coins and lost sons, back the crowds were really amazed at the joy when they were found. Back when people were actually scandalized over a Samaritan hero. Those were the days when we could really wow the crowds, you'll hear the characters say. But not anymore. Everybody's got us all figured out these days. All that good old days talk gets a bit tiresome to me sometimes, but I try to be supportive. I'm their friend, and I know they're already all a bit jealous of me anyway, the unjust steward. As we eat our usual meal, we always have loaves and fishes. There's plenty, and even there's leftovers every time, the loaves and fishes. I can see their longing glances at me. If only I was the unjust steward, I know they're thinking. So every once in a while, just to lift everyone's spirits, I'll share some of the recent sermons that I've heard about the difficult case of the unjust steward. It's funny stuff, I tell you. There's the one minister who labored to convince his congregation that this parable in no way implied that dishonesty was profitable. Really? Have you read the parable? There's the other minister, God bless her, who decided to use this on Stewardship Sunday. She said that unlike the unjust steward, this congregation should pay their debt in full. Giving went down, I'm afraid. A couple of reports like that to get some rolling in the aisles down at the LPCA. What will those preachers come up with next, they say? Well, what would you do with me, this odd parable about an unjust manager? I mean, first of all, okay, I'm sorry, I did it, all right? But I'm not much different than other people. Lots of people skim something off the top. I just got caught. That's what was different about me. And then my master shows no mercy, and I'm out of a job, and I panic. What shall I do now that my master has taken my position away from me? I am not strong enough to dig. I am too ashamed to beg. And it was a bit melodramatic, but it's my big line in the story, and I had to show how difficult the situation was. This was a crisis, and I had to do something. So I come up with a crazy plan. I reduce the debts of all the people who owed something to my master. And my plan worked out even better than I expected, so well that even my master had to give a wry smile when he found out. You see, he had started to get a lot of unexpected thank you notes from his debtors, and he figured out what was going on. He complimented me on my shrewd business move. And let me tell you, I had more than a few offers for work once I had to leave that position. It's the kind of strange story that people only remember because Jesus told it, else I'm sure I'd be lost to history. But it's precisely the fact that Jesus told my story that gets people so confused. Because this story doesn't fit neatly into the categories like those other parables, those other characters in the LPCA. I mean, can you figure it out? Jesus is the rich master who fires people but compliments them for cheating him. You're the steward who tries to grab all you can in life before Jesus gives you the final axe. You're one of the debtors who gets a dishonest deal at God's expense. See, none of those work. There are too many bad characters in this parable and not enough good ones. I'm a tough nut to crack, and I'm darn proud of it. But lately, I've noticed a disturbing trend among preachers. It's harder to find any sermons at all about me. I'm being relegated to that wasteland of difficult texts, and preachers never want to go there. Now, I know I'm tough, but I don't want to be ignored. So in my own self-interest, one of my specialties, I'd like to share some wisdom on a subject very dear to my heart, me. So here's the thing. At our LPCA meetings, the other characters may think that I'm the lucky one who doesn't fit into any of those neat categories. But truth be told, my life was all about categories. I did my job, I siphoned a bit off the top, it was comfortable. Not a bad life, really. Nothing fantastic, but nothing awful either. Just kind of kept plodding along day to day, everything in its place. And I suspect in that way I'm really not that much different than you. Now, don't get defensive. I'm not calling you thieves. What I'm talking about is categories. You have your own way of thinking and doing that works for you day to day. You keep plodding along, everything in its place. You figure most of life is just the way it is. Things don't change, so there's really not that much use trying. And when you believe that, that's when you're really in trouble. If that's what you really think about your life in this world, then you're no more alive than I am. Strong words from an unjust steward? Perhaps, but like I said, I know what it's like. It's not such a bad life in your categories, but it only lasts as long as your categories do. For me, my plodding along world was shattered by a pink slip. My whole world changed, and all my neat categories didn't work anymore. So I was caught with my hand in the cookie jar. I'm sorry, but then at least I did something about it. I took action. I found a different way. So how about you? Do you know what it's like to have your reality shattered? Do you know what it's like to face something that makes you rethink everything? Something that makes you rethink all your categories? I think at some point we all do, or we all will in life. So when that reality no longer lets you look at life in the same way, when all the old categories and assumptions don't work anymore and there's a new reality to face, how will you respond? What will you do? Could go with anxiety and fear and hatred and bitterness and self-preservation and despair and denial. It's a well-worn path. Or there's another choice, which is to listen today to the one who told the story about me. That's something else that will shatter you. What I want to ask you is what happens to you and your categories when you're faced with the one who told these parables? Because I think Jesus had a message who broke down all the categories that we hold in place so carefully. You hear from him about judgment and grace, about forgiveness and healing, about death and life and service and peace and love. You hear from him that life is found in the kingdom of God. Hearing that, how can you stay in your categories any more than I could when my life was shattered? The presence of Jesus is a different kind of shattering of your world. It's a feeling that life has to be lived in a different way. It's a bit of unsettledness, a little bit of even humor and joy. Those are the responses in our lives to the Spirit of Jesus. It's a shattering that can make you whole. And if you'll listen to him, you'll find a way to respond even when life is shattered by the things around you. You see, all I am is a picture of what the kingdom of God in Jesus brings. I'm a strange picture, I know, but I'm a picture of action. I'm a picture of someone who does something, something in the face of a shattered world. What are you going to do in the face of a shattered world, in the face of hearing Jesus, the one who told my story? There can't be any plodding along in your categories anymore. Do something. I mean, how can you not respond when you take a good look at all of us at the LPCA? the hated Samaritan, a hero, beggars at banquets, calling all your friends just because you found one little lost sheep, celebrations for a delinquent child. It's not the way the world is. But Jesus says, that's the way the kingdom is. And the kingdom is in this world, so that is the way the world is. Jesus offers a shattering grace to you and to the world. He won't fit into your categories, but he'll call you to something new. Because think about it. If even I can be a symbol for the kingdom of God, then the categories really have been thrown out the window, right? And if even you can be called to represent the kingdom of God, well, I think that's kind of a miracle too. And I hope that that would spark a bit of action, a bit of joy, and a lot of grace in your life today. Don't try to figure me out too much. I've stood the test of time. But do listen to the one who told you about me and try to make my response to a shattered world look mild in comparison to yours. It would be great news to report at the next LPCA meeting. And we have great celebrations when lost sheep are found. Well, I got to get the meeting started.